It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This conversation is going to affect us all because we've all dealt with this, but there's a lot of ways you might characterize customer service calls. Frustrating, annoying, time-consuming. How about the word fancy?
Nope.
No, not at all? Well, the newest status symbols offering high-end brands of customer service for you to talk directly to a customer service representative over the phone. If you are on there and you got the automated person that comes on and says, press 1 for this, press 2 for this, well, you can pay an extra fee and talk directly to someone live.
They're just feeing us to death.
Boy, they are, aren't they?
They're feeing us for something we used to get free.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but a lot of people, they are so annoyed, and I know I am, but I would think about paying 50 cents, maybe a dollar, to talk to someone directly, especially if, like, you're having computer problems, you can't get a hold of anybody, and they want to do that chat thing, you know, you go to the website.
On
the computer.
Yeah, I hate computer. That chat thing.
Well, and Tom was telling us, too, if you get frustrated on those chat, whenever you're talking to somebody, chat sessions, and you erase what you're about to type because you're upset, they can still see that.
Yep. Some of them can see what you're typing even before you hit send.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you call customer service and you spend an hour listening to a recording that keeps telling you that your call is important to us. That ain't working for me. My call ain't important to you, or you would have somebody talking to me.
The difference in you and me is that I would never make the call to begin with.
I don't know if I don't
want to deal with it. I'll either find it on YouTube, figure it out myself, or call and hire someone to fix it. Sometimes, I ain't doing that crap.
Sometimes you can't, though. It's like a factory recall or something like that. Like, I know for my the one that I bought a computer, and it went, like, the warranty was, like, already done at the store, so I had to send it back to the company.
Okay.
And I tried to contact them over and over. It's almost like the streaming services where you're trying to, you know, discontinue your service, or I'm done with this. And you're trapped in there, like an eternal circle of paying this fee because you can't find anybody to say, I don't want this service anymore.
YouTube. Told you my friend had that with the YouTube.
Okay.
He tried to cancel and couldn't find any information. No phone numbers, nothing online. He just had to cancel the credit card.
Yeah.
So they couldn't get any more money from him.
Yeah, I never signed anything up for YouTube to give them my money.
But so many people are upset because they can't get a live customer service representative. And that's, you know, I don't know if it's younger people or the older people, they don't say in this article.
But, I mean, if we do have to pay, are we getting somebody that I can actually understand?
Or well, I can actually use Google Translate?
Ain't that the truth, too, though?
I mean, that's what makes me mad. It's like, I don't understand what you're saying to me to fix it.
Slow
do you know
down.
What I'm saying? I don't have no clue if they understand me.
They need to have, with all the AI now that we have, if they're going to use outsourcing to help us out with customer service, like some kind of translator, like, you know, a Redneck Bob. You can push the button. It's like, I want to talk to Redneck Bob.
Or
I want to talk to New York Nancy, you know, because
Nugget of Wath.
That is just right around the corner. You think about that.
What?
Just being able to push a button and it will translate that for you.
I kind of love that. The, hey, y'all, how's your mom and them? Yeah. All right, baby, what can I do for you? I'd be like, she's got me. Yeah. I ain't worried.
What's your problem? How can I help you, sugar?
Now, go get you a glass of sweet tea and sit back, relax.
We're going to get this fixed, all right, honey?
And I'm going to learn a lot about your family as we do this.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I don't want to come across as creepy, but I don't understand this logically. There's a guy who's been gotten in trouble. I don't know if he's been arrested or not. Looks like he has. A 28-year-old man in Arizona, and he would climb underneath a woman's vehicle at a car wash so he could watch her feet while she was vacuuming the car and doing other stuff. Wow. Now, he got caught by another customer who saw it. They went back and looked at the video camera footage. You can see him climb under her car, and he's staring at her feet whenever she is cleaning out the car.
Maybe he dropped something and it rolled under her car, and he was embarrassed to get out while she was standing there.
Apparently, he dropped a lot of somethings.
So yeah, he's clumsy.
You know what? They always ask, you wanted to clean the undercarriage?
Right.
Wow, he really got at it.
Now, my first thought was maybe he was trying to look somewhere he shouldn't be, but no one has accused him of that yet. They say he's just looking at feet. I'm not sure what law he broke here, because while it is weird, I don't see where he was looking at something that wasn't visible to the public. He was just a little closer than the rest of us. And he didn't go anywhere illegal. Underneath their car isn't necessarily a protected space.
Could it be maybe harassment or trespassing?
I guess if, I don't know about trespassing, but if you did it to the same person a lot, it could be harassment.
Why do you go to that extreme? I'm like, you can go to the mall and see, I guess, a person's foot, you know, walking wherever.
Get a job at a shoe store.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, if you're going to have this fetish, figure it out how you can enjoy it.
Some of the women say they feel violated.
Yeah.
And he's attracted to their feet, and he can't control his desires.
Did he admit to this?
I don't know if he actually admitted to it or not.
They're just assuming that that's what he was doing.
He's been booked on 3 counts of voyeurism and 3 counts of disorderly conduct. Disorderly conduct seems like a really broad law that could apply to anything. I don't know how that would hold up here or not.
Well, if you've been arrested 6 times on weirdness,
no, that's not 6 times, Hawk. That's 1 time he's been arrested.
You said some other times, too, didn't
you? No, he was booked on 3 counts of voyeurism and 3 counts of disorderly conduct.
Okay, so 6 weird episodes of something.
No, 1 episode.
Not saying he was arrested for it, but he's had 6 episodes of something he's done that's kind of weird.
You know, the thing is, when you can post your feet pictures online and make money off of it, maybe he should have just, like, left a 5 in their sandal kind of thing.
Oh, there you go. Just
you know what I mean?
Down. Probably would have got caught then for sure. Slipping like, that little $5 bill down in there.
You got that toe cleavage down there and you stick the... You know how sometimes you see they got like high heels on and you can see the little... So what the big toe and the other toe.
You're saying, Tori, is that it is not so much what he did, it's that he didn't pay for it.
I don't know how I feel about this. It's weird. If it happened to me, I would definitely feel some certain way. But, I mean, it's so odd.
So you'd feel weird in this situation, but yet you've talked extensively about selling your pictures, your feet.
But she doesn't have the guts to do it.
I'm just waiting on one person to write in and be like, I pay. And then I'd be like, woo, we launching today.
Have you seen her in sandals, though?
These dogs be barking. Listen, there is something for everyone, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a subsection where they're like pretty feet only, and then there's the rest of us.
Yeah. With corns? How about bunions?
Maybe you work on a farm.
Get that fiber, girl.
Well, one of the ladies says she felt very violated and has been having nightmares.
Oh, gosh.
I don't fully get that. I understand that, I mean, his intent was not the best, but he didn't touch, that I know of, any of these women at the car wash, and all he did was look at their feet.
Well, he just didn't give them a heads up so they could make sure the feet were presentable.
Yeah. I needed to get my toes done first.
Yeah.
I just don't guess I get that. I'm like, you know, if you're going to show your feet for everyone to see, expect to get what you get.
But are they okay with a guy giving them a pedicure?
We did not ask them that.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I mean, in this case, I think it's like Tori said, it's more about whether or not you knew what was going on or had some control over it.
I don't like anybody giving me a pedicure. Oh, like, God. They start scrubbing the bottom of it, and I start laughing. Like,
I get tickled, too.
And then they look up at you like, ah, you like it?
You start shaking the leg.
Yeah. Like a dog.
Well, I thought it was interesting what they said. It's a good reminder for us women, especially, to just always be on high alert, because nowadays you just don't know what can happen.
Well, that's
what
true.
Happened?
It is an invasion of privacy a little bit.
Nothing happened to her. No one touched her.
And you know what? Has she reversed out of that parking spot and ran him over? She would have gotten in trouble by the law.
She didn't. And she probably wouldn't have, because you're not supposed to lay under a parked car.
She'd have been like, like, where did that speed bump come from?
Yeah. The bump. You always try to line that tire up at the car washes and stuff.
I'm not defending the guy, but I just think this is overblowing it tremendously.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But like I said, I mean, there's six times he's done something.
It's not six times. It's one count. He went to the car wash. There were three women. He climbed under each of their cars, and they charged him with two things for each car he climbed under.
Oh, okay. So three times he's been weird.
Well, at one place at one time.
Well, you know he's done it before. This ain't the first time. Yeah. This is the first time he got caught.
Exactly.
It's actually not even the first time he got caught. They finally done some research and found out he was charged in Nebraska for things at grocery stores before that. Again, looking at feet.
Why then were you getting on to Hawk? Because clearly
he's trying to say that these six counts are six different things. They're not. They're all one charge at a grocery
store. I'm not talking about the charges. I'm talking about he's just doing weird stuff a bunch of times. Like at the grocery store, was he getting underneath the grocery cart?
Yeah, he's riding on that bottom
riding
rack.
Riding on the bottom rack looking at women's
She never
feet.
Saw it coming.
And that wheel's wobbling. He's like, hold it still. Oh, my.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, girls, when you go on a diet, your man most of the time does not like it at all. 71% of the guys say they don't like it when the woman goes on a diet.
We don't either.
Okay, well,
nobody enjoys it.
That may be why we don't like it.
Yeah, maybe she gets a little grumpy.
Makes you wonder how many husbands coming home from work going, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and stop by and eat before I get there. Because I know she's cooking broccoli tonight.
Uh-huh. I'm going to go through a drive-thru before I get home.
Well, you can't bring evidence.
You got to throw that away, don't you?
Yeah, you can't even have the smell in the car.
Yeah, you get it in the car. She ain't going out of the car, hopefully.
He comes home, kisses you hello, and you're like, what is that, french fries?
Yeah, and most of the time that's what she's doing, though. She's cooking for herself, too, and it changes up your food as the guy. Mm-hmm. You come home, and so that's why that we don't like you on diets.
I can't tell you how much gluten-free crap I eat because my wife is gluten-free. So now I'm like, all right, I got to eat these muffins that don't taste like muffins anymore.
But you know, I have a friend, I mean, she's very particular in what she eats. Some meats she likes, some she don't. She doesn't like ground meat. So
does she think that, like, chicken is too chickeny?
But she likes chicken, but she won't buy a whole chicken. When she makes dinner, she will make it to where, like, her portion does not have the meat in it.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
Does.
That's good, yeah.
And she's not making two meals. It's the same meals, just made
right, but
ways.
With the gluten thing, it's like my wife has to make separate spaghetti to have her spaghetti, but instead ours is the separate one now.
Oh, yeah. See, and any woman that just goes on a diet and then forces her husband to go on a diet.
I ain't cooking two meals. You can chudge away, but I'm not doing it.
But you force John to go on your diet with you.
I don't force. I encourage by not giving him any other options.
Wow.
So 45% of the guys said that if their woman has to gain 5 pounds. Apparently, it's all about the base. About the base. No treble.
Oh.
They want it on her backside, her bottom. Like, if she has, if you could pick a spot for her to gain 5 pounds.
What, not her boobs?
No, Tom.
That's where you would think they would choose.
Mm-mm. The new thing now is a bigger behind.
Yeah, I can't get on board with that.
Okay.
That's just not my thing.
Well, apparently for a lot of guys it is.
I like a skinny little butt. I cannot lie.
Okay, thank you, Tom. That's too much information.
That was a song, dude.
That was not a song.
It was. I like big butts. I cannot lie.
No, the skimpy butt was not a song.
You know, everybody's got a preference, though.
Thank you.
Yours is wrong, but I'm just kidding.
So, weight gain and weight loss for women, they go through a bunch of stages. I'll get to that in just a second. But it closely matches their happiness, and you can blame it on the fellas, ladies, if you do gain a few pounds. They say when things are going great with your partner, you're more likely to indulge in foods that are bad for you. Like, you're at the restaurant, you're having a good time, the waitress or waiter says, hey, would you like dessert with that? You're happy, you're, you know, yeah, let's get a dessert tonight. Most likely, you're going to get one.
It makes me think of that John Mulaney joke where he's like, if I get a plate of fries for the table, will you have some? You'll have some.
And then they did this, they conducted this, weight management company, found that there's 5 stages that women go through in their lifetime, and your weight will fluctuate 28 pounds in these life stages.
Jeez, that's a lot.
Yes. So the first one is the honeymoon period. When women meet that man that they like, they start to be happy, and they get the desserts, and they put on a couple of pounds during the honeymoon phase. And then you get into the comfort zone phase. So you're comfortable with each other, and you're like, well, you know what? We've both put on some pounds, so you're actually gaining some more pounds during that phase, those two stages.
Then when you put on sweats, you just give up?
yeah. Okay. And you see each other without makeup and stuff like that, and your hair's all messed up, so you're in the comfort zone. Then guess what happens?
What?
Wedding day. Yeah.
Oh, mad because you don't fit in the dress.
And then you start to slim down. So that's where your weight fluctuates in the way that you want it to.
Yeah.
For the wedding day to get into the dress.
See, I feel like I didn't do it quite on cue. Because when you're first dating, you want to, that's your best. You want to present your best.
Right.
And then you get into the comfort, and then you're right. Then you hit the wedding stage. But see, I do opposite. When I stress, I'm like, well, why am I even trying? And then I go eat a bunch.
Oh.
So...
Well, after the wedding day, after the wedding day, they say the next stage is baby boom day. You're raising a family, and so you've gained some weight because you've had a couple of babies. Things get comfortable, and you continue to gain weight with your spouse. And then the last phase is
diabetes.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I thought it was that too, Ken.
You're reinventing yourself. It's when you start to become empty nesters and the kids are moving out of the house.
Oh.
And so you're like, you're going to slim down again during that stage. Yeah. This is what these experts say.
When you're eating dinner at 4 o'clock, in bed by 6.
Well, okay. Because you're an empty nester?
Yeah.
That's old people, though.
Oh,
they didn't get to that stage.
Hey, there's been research to early dinners, okay? Don't knock it.
I eat at 6. I eat dinner usually at 6. Normally during the week, I'll eat at 6.
We're usually leaving the restaurant as the early bird special people are coming in.
Sometimes you can get a deal.
Y'all are killing me.
It's called happy hour. That's why I like to go between 4 and 7.
But it's cheaper then. That's another reason why. Yeah, but Tom, when do you eat?
8 or 9.
Yeah, they eat so late.
I'm like, PM?
Yeah, it's dinner after all.
No wonder you have acid reflux and stomach issues.
Yeah, you got those Downton Abbey hours.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
They seem like they're pretty happy to me.
I don't even know what that means.
Me either, Kato.
I don't have a clue.
Downton Abbey, they eat late at night with the butlers and all. Everybody comes to the dinner table and it's like, you know, late at night.
We don't have a butler, but I would like one.
Yes.
And maybe a cook. I'd almost be worth going back in time to those old times to have all that servantry.
I want a driver.
Okay. Well, you can do that now with Uber.
Yeah, but I mean of my own car.
Oh.
You know what's so funny is you guys both pick something that would really fatten you up a little bit. Like, I mean, the driver may not so much, and we're talking about losing weight here. It's like you got like, I want to get a trainer. I want to lose some weight. Not you guys.
No.
It's like somebody to fatten me up and someone to drive me around after I eat a big old dinner.
Tell you something I'll never have in my house is a gym. You see people going, oh, I got a little gym you can work out in. No, I'm good.
That's a waste of a room.
I've got one in my garage.
Oh, you don't use yours either, do you?
It's got a bunch of dust on it and all kinds of crap piled up on it right now.
Tools.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm going to throw Kato for a little bit of a loop here. I'm going to change some things up.
I still feel dizzy from the weekend, Tom.
We were talking about something that's making the rounds on social media, and it is an image of a little girl holding a dog in a boat of some sort.
I saw that over the weekend.
It looks like an airboat behind her.
Yeah.
And it's AI. There's almost zero chance that that's a real photo.
Why?
Okay. Well, if you look at it closely and zoom in on her eyes where they meet, like the corner of her eye meets her nose, it gets really fuzzy and soft. Like it's just not the same detail as everything else.
The puppy looks fake to me.
The puppy looks a little fake, and the water doesn't look right in her hair. Her eyebrows are doing things that no human eyebrows could actually do.
Well, I've seen some women's eyebrows out there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look your way, Tori.
Well, they look like adult eyebrows on a little bitty girl.
Oh.
Well, the reason I'm throwing you for the loop, Kate, I'm going to send you the image to post so that people can also see what we are talking about, and you can put this online for us. Our Facebook page.
I think a lot of people may have seen that over the weekend, because if you were on social media at all, you saw this little girl in this boat.
She's wearing
a
bright orange life vest, and she's hugging a little golden retriever of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
But people are getting very upset about this, because the people that you tell that this is an AI-generated photo to get upset. They get mad because they don't want to have been taken advantage of or tricked. And there's really no shame in being tricked by this. It doesn't mean you're a bad person or that you're an idiot because you didn't spot it as AI.
Yeah.
But if you've seen a lot of AI-generated photos, you start to spot a trend or a pattern to them. And in fact, you can run an image through an AI checker, and it will give you a good shot at whether it was generated by AI or if it's a real photo.
The bad person is the one that created the photo in the first place. Yes. Why would someone want to trick everybody?
Well, in this case,
play on their heartstrings.
I think this was possibly generated to create a photograph for people like GoFundMe pages or donation pages for Western North Carolina. What? So I think the original idea might have been, oh, I don't have a picture this, but I'd like to get AI to make me one. And then they're like, well, this is representative of what's happening there. And it is. It's a great representation of what's happening, but it just needs for people to know that's not a real, actual person, picture, dog, any of that.
You think we'll come to the time where, by law, you'll have to have somewhere on the photo AI made?
That's actually not a bad idea, Cato.
Because like when we post photos on our social media pages for work, I mean, we're not allowed to share photos that either A, we didn't take ourselves, or B, come from an approved site that we're allowed to use. We still have to give credit sometimes.
But you're still going to have the bad people out there, like the hackers, that want to just give everybody a virus for no reason. And,
no, just you, mostly.
Okay.
They just give you the virus.
All right. Well, I've been taken advantage of. And then, you know, with the AI here, you're going to have people that's not going to obey the rules. They're not going to put AI on the photo. They're going to continue to do it. There's no way to stop this AI
stuff. He's right about that.
And put them in jail.
But they're Nigerian princes.
We'll put them in AI jail.
AI is, when it happens, whenever the videos start to get out, it's going to mess the world up. Because people are going to fall for things on the internet. And now not only are they going to read about them, they are going to see them imprinted on their brain. And it's going to be very hard for them to admit those things weren't real, because then they'll feel stupid. So they'll cling to it. Another thing to watch for right now on social media is there's a ton of videos that claim to be Western North Carolina flooding. And they are actually floods from different cities, different times, different places. But no one knows any different, so they post them just to get hits.
And Tom was showing me some, and they speed up the video to make it look like it's more disastrous.
It almost looks so fast it's not realistic, like the cars are going down the river in just 2 seconds, you know, and you're like, okay, I've seen cars. They bob down the river a little bit. So, watch out on social media right now. And the most important part of this is to make sure if you are donating that you're not falling victim to one of these people that's doing some scam.
No, yeah. So, and we've been pretty good, as well as the TV stations in town, sharing those
that are legit.
Legit, yeah, okay. About places to make donations and where to get help, shelters and stuff.
Well, we'll post the picture. You guys can vote and tell us if you thought it was AI or not. And then we'd love to see what the majority of you think. But be honest. Don't just go, I would have known that for sure. Don't be ashamed. It's anonymous, so go ahead.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I am curious to know what you guys would do. They said, if you could get away with it, would you punch a coworker in the face?
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. It was just a ding.
Okay. If you could get away with it, you just go up, just cold cock a coworker right in the face.
Just one.
Okay. You got more than one?
Define get away with it.
Okay. I mean,
like, are you going to be, even though you don't go to jail, is everyone going to be like, oh my God, he punched that guy?
Yeah, let's
no,
just say that.
Well, I don't want to do it then.
Which coworker?
Now, if get away with it means there's no consequences at all, Yes.
Okay. You know what? 51% of the people said no, they would not go just punch a coworker in the face. But 49% said, yes, we would love to go punch somebody right in the face.
The 49% want to punch the 51% in the face.
Yeah. I think that's what I was going to say, too.
Okay. But you think about the people you've worked with throughout your career, or maybe they're in the room right now. You know, you're in your cubicle right now, and you're looking over at that person.
Now, to be honest, I don't want to punch anyone in the face right now. Mm-hmm. It's not like I walk around going, oh, I can't wait to punch this person in the face. But I do know someone in the room that's more likely than others to make me feel that way sometimes. So if I could use it when I wanted it, but not, you know, I'm not just going to punch them while we're getting along, but there's times when you just...
Well, you're going to have those moments.
Can I save my punch, and does it collect over time, or do I lose it at the end of the year?
It's like our sick days.
I need to know this.
Yeah. Lose it.
You get five punches a year.
You know, I could say probably years ago, I mean, there's times in my past.
Yeah,
but now, I don't let coworkers get to me.
A little bit more laid back.
I don't care anymore. I've got to the, I just don't care anymore phase. I'm having a good time in life, and I'm going to continue to have a good time, and if coworkers want to be miserable, let them.
Punching seems extreme, but there are some people who maybe deserve a
stab tire or...
I was thinking a smack.
Yeah, like sometimes you talk to people and you're like, gosh, is that really what's going on in your brain?
Or maybe just poke them right in the head, you know, the forehead.
Just thump them.
Yeah, stomp that head.
Get it together.
I had a boss do that to me once. Oh, he poked me 3 times in the forehead while he was yelling at me.
Oh, my.
And I was thinking to myself, is he allowed to do that?
Yeah.
But I didn't say nothing.
Or maybe, you know what, another thing you could do is give a coworker a wedgie. Just go right up behind them, pull that underwear up front of the copy machine, lift their legs off the ground.
I might not like what I see that comes out of there.
Could you imagine being at a copy machine and someone just give you a wedgie?
Did I miss something? We took a turn that I wasn't on board for. Well, I just kept going straight.
Something that's a little bit less severe than a punch in the face.
Okay, a wedgie is a little extreme.
Thump in the head, a wedgie.
Let me tell you, I've punched the wall before. It hurts my hand, so I'm sure punching a coworker will hurt too.
You got to aim in between those two studs.
I didn't know.
Okay, what's the worst thing that you've secretly done to a coworker? They ask people about that.
Peeing in their coffee.
No, you've not done that.
No. I was thinking what other people might have said.
Well, we've seen that in the news before. And you know what we did? Now, we did this, but we were like in college age. But we peed on a guy's door handle because he was always, he was just always annoying to everybody.
That's disgusting.
Okay.
I mean, what?
Don't,
so gross.
Don't you judge me.
I'm judging a lot right there.
Okay, well, all right. I leave first.
I told you. If I grab that handle and my hand slips off, I'm never coming back.
That's why there's so
back.
Much honking after we get off the air.
Yeah.
I mean, is that really punishment? Because if it dries, he'll never know it's there.
Well, he just, I know.
It's still punishment. It'd be better to do the turn around and do the other.
Oh, my Lord.
No, it's on their car hood.
Can you see that video?
Okay. And we were young at the time. I would never do something like that now. But like you said, you know, you wish back in the day maybe.
What's changed your mind over the years?
Well, I think we're just kind of calm, and we want to calm down a little bit. I'm like, we're not as crazy as we used to be doing something like that when, you know, there's an annoying person, I don't think.
Oh.
But they say they've blamed their coworker for losing an account when it wasn't their fault. They've blamed them for mistakes on reports when it wasn't their fault. They have stopped up a toilet and blamed it on another coworker.
I didn't blame it on anybody. I just ran out of there.
Yeah.
If I blame it on someone else, it's not out of malice. It's just you were the closest person to blame. I didn't do it to be mean to you.
Lordy.
You know, I feel like I give out a lot of those Odyssey points that we have on our internet site.
Well, explain those. There's a lot of people may not have them.
So basically, we get like 30 of these fake points to give out to our coworkers every month. And you can use those points to buy things like
koozies,
Odyssey branded koozies,
hats,
t-shirts, hats, and other worthless memorabilia.
Yes.
But every now and then you can enter into a contest to go to possibly Cancun or somewhere.
All right.
And so you can use up 100 of your points to have an entry. And so I will use all of mine on those in the hope that I might get to go to a Caribbean resort just once.
So why'd you bring us up?
Because I figure I give enough of those out to people that I could occasionally blame someone for something in the bathroom, and it makes it even, instead of making me a horrible person.
Hmm.
balance, huh?
It's like a trade-off. It's like, yeah, you just put a little weight on this side.
Yeah.
You're good.
You're at heaven's gate. St. Peter says, well, you did give them points.
Do I get credit for my Odyssey points?
Yeah. You better hope that St. Peter don't have a balance up there, too.
I don't know, man.
It out.
Depends on what he considers his Odyssey points to be worth.
I guess so, but apparently a lot of people want to punch somebody in the face at work, so you need to be careful while you're working today.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.